Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team B2B Legal Shield Conference call. We do this call the very first Monday of every month to highlight and focus on the B2B aspect of your Legal Shield businesses. We've got somebody training tonight that I've admired from afar for years, and I've got to actually work with a couple of times on some of his accounts, and Stephanie has as well. And really, really looking forward to learning and listening to our trainer tonight. So get things kicked off, and let's go straight out to Durant Obama, Millionaire Club member, Platinum Executive Director, six-figure income earner. But the most important thing to me is he is my dad, and that's Durant.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeremy, we've got to apologize. It sounds like we've got somebody talking in the background. But all right, if you're on the call, please mute yourself out. We would appreciate it. I'm trying to mute the lines. But, Jeremy, I am excited about tonight's call. And before we get to our special guest speaker, I want to quickly go out to the state of Vermont and to Miss Constance Archer, who just opened up actually her first group. In fact, she opened up, I think, two new groups the last day of the month. Miss Archer, are you on the call? We have Miss Constance Archer on. I know she was on just a second ago. Maybe she accidentally got cut off. So what we'll do is we'll go out to the state of Texas and Miss Martha Doss, a Silver Executive Director. Martha, are you on the call?
Yes, Mr. Andy Moore, I'm on the call.
Hey, Martha, I heard you had a pretty good month last month. How many memberships did you write?
Well, overall, the whole organization, 72.
72 memberships last month. Why don't you tell everybody just a little bit about what you're doing?
Well, I'm reaching out to a number of the groups that I've already opened and trying to get in the door as far as doing workshops with those that are already enrolled. And it gives a great opportunity for those that didn't have the opportunity to enroll during the open enrollment to hear about our amazing benefits and also, enroll in the program should they choose to do so. So while we're going over the workshop and teaching all the employees how to get the best usage of their memberships, a number of employees that are not enrolled and are getting to hear, you know, this amazing benefit and getting to enroll at that time and not have to wait during open enrollment. So I've been working on several workshops, and that's been able to get us some more business on the books.
Well, what you're doing is absolutely working. We appreciate you very much. You're definitely a rising star on our team, and we gave you that award, I think, and you definitely deserve it. So keep up the good work. We appreciate you being on.
Oh, thank you so much. Legal Shield's been a true blessing. And there's one thing that I wanted to add is sometimes when I get to feeling down because I'm dealing with a little bit of health issues and think that I can't do this business, I remember some great advice by Ms. Linda Bowden that I am destined for greatness, and I believe every one of you on this call are destined for greatness as well.
Well, I appreciate that, and you're definitely doing a great job on our team. Now I want to quickly go out to the state of Florida and brand new executive directors David and Debbie Fry.
Wow.
They opened up a brand new group last month and wrote 98 memberships. David, are you on?
We are, Mr. Moore. Can you hear us?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, Debbie and I are so excited to have hit the executive. It's in the group arena. We were really blessed. I was recovering from some surgery and on crutches the fourth day out of surgery. I'm in the field. So we went to these open enrollments, and they allowed me to come in hobbling and all, and we were really blessed to have, on the last day of the month at 6 o'clock, we found out that we hit executive director, and we're so focused on not ever following back and just moving forward. And thank you for the great leader that you and Mr. Moore and Jeremy provide to this team.
Well, you're doing an outstanding job, David, and I know you're actually decided to go ahead and go out to the convention there in Las Vegas, and we're looking forward not only, I know you got you a good check, but we're looking forward to seeing the recognition that you so deserve walking across a big stage in Las Vegas. So, again, congratulations, David, to you and Debbie. I know that's your very first time to make executive director, but we know it won't be your last.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. We're looking forward to this call.
We're very excited.
We appreciate that. Were we able to get Ms. Constance Archer? Did she ever get back on the call? Okay, I guess she got cut off, but I know their upline executive directors are Linda Bowden and Alex, and they're both doing an outstanding job. So, Linda, would you like to say just a word about her real quick before we go to our guest speaker? All right.
Hi, Randy. No, I'm sorry, Randy.
That's fine. I sort of hit you blindsided there, but I know Constance is doing a great job. I thought you might say a word.
Oh, my goodness. Constance is one of those model, if you have a model associate, it would have her picture on it. I mean, she's excited. She's enthusiastic. She's always positive. She's a doer. And what she did is she stepped up to the plate. She said, you know what? I want to have breakfast with Jeff Bell at the conference, because Jeff put it out there. If you opened up two new groups by the conference, you could have breakfast with him, and that's exactly what she did. She opened up two groups, wrote them all, and got them all in, and got it all done the last day of the month. I thought that was really cool.
Well, she did a great job out there in the state of Vermont, and we appreciate you, of course, for mentoring her in the business. And I don't know what happened, but we'll have her on again in the near future. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 executive director, a $500,000 ring earner. He continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy. Folks, if you forgive my voice, and if you would pray, say a little prayer for me. I haven't been in the best health the last few days, and I really would appreciate it because I know it always works. But saying all that, I'm so very happy to be hearing all these great, great stories. We have a great team. We want to say thank you so much for it. And we're very fortunate to have friends and associates that even if not in our organization, but willing to step up, work together as a team. And this next young man has been a favorite of mine, and he was a favorite of Mr. Harlan Stoneside. He's a Millionaire Club member, $250,000 ringer, bronze executive director, Performance Club, Power 20, a good Christian man, a good family man, and a friend of the Moore Success Teams, and especially when I call one of my adopted kids, Mr. Mark Sakin.
Mr. Moore, thank you so much for your kind introduction, and I always do feel part of your team, and it's such a fun experience. Every time I see you and Mrs. Moore, I always get a big old hug and treated like part of the family. So,
well, you are
a blessing. Well, thank you, and I really, really enjoy being on the call and just seeing you at all the events and stuff. It's definitely a pleasure. So, thanks for having me tonight.
Our privilege, my friend. It's all your show. Go for it. I know they're going to.
Okay.
I hope everybody's got a pencil and paper, recorder, or something, because if you don't have folks, you're going to have to listen to this over and over, because it's going to be great. If you listen to this, you'll never be the same when it comes to group sales, and you put more money in your pocket, your executive pocket, and be able to help more people. Mark, go for it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Well, good evening, everybody. I'm excited to be part of the call tonight and just kind of share a little bit of some things I'm doing and give you some tips and tricks that have been field tested by me that have worked really well. One of the things that I'm very, very much stoked about and excited is our new ID Shield product. That has helped me over the past 6 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it's been since it came out, I immediately launched with it because of the features that it has. I knew that this was going to be a hit. If I could figure out how to explain it to somebody without taking any longer than I normally do to present the other product. And so I just really studied it, went out and kind of field tested it, tried presenting it some different ways. And I feel like, I've kind of honed in on some things that will help you to upsell people, to upgrade people, to get back into existing groups, and to get into new groups and talk about it, and even come up against other identity theft services like LifeLock, It has been a non-issue for me. Matter of fact, I did a presentation to a bunch of firemen. I did 3 days, two sessions a day, a couple 3 weeks ago, and then last week I did two sessions a day for 3 days again. And you know, the LifeLock issue that had been an issue at times when people would ask about, you know, exactly what the identity theft did has become a non-issue. And, of course, the way I used to overcome it was talking about how the legal plan really enhances our identity theft, and other products didn't have something like that to offer. And so now we're just beating other products in the field every which way but loose. So with that said, if you have a pen handy, I want to make mention of something that you should Google, and you can look it up, and it will help you with the challenges of identity theft in your state. So one of the things that I have looked up and I kind of quote pieces from is the Federal Trade Commission Social Security Card Consumer Sentinel Network Data. Yeah, it's really that long. Okay, I'll repeat. Federal Trade Commission Social Security Card Consumer Sentinel Consumer Sentinel Network Data 2015. It's their latest edition. It's a PDF. You can download it. It's free from the Federal Trade Commission. And it's basically a report on identity theft. If you Google report on identity theft, FTC, it'll probably come up and you won't have to remember that long. a note that I gave you there. But what's neat about it is it talks about the identity theft statistics in your state. So you can go figure out what the top seven identity theft statistics are for your state, and you can quickly go over them. For example, the top seven types of identity theft in Texas are government documents and benefit fraud. That's number one, government documents and benefit fraud. It didn't say credit. It didn't say credit card. Matter of fact, credit card falls down at number three in Texas. So government documents and benefit fraud is 30% of identity theft in Texas. Credit card fraud is only 16%. Phone and utility fraud is 14%. Employment-related fraud is 10%. Bank fraud is 8%, and loan fraud is 7%, and then miscellaneous is 22%. It doesn't even mention credit card or credit theft, where someone is stealing your credit, same showing up on your credit. And the reason I bring that up is because it really makes sense at this time and place that Legal Shield would roll out the ID Shield because of the type of monitoring it does. I did lots of research as much as I could on the internet, looking at different documents from Kroll and different organizations, because I just do a lot of identity theft workshops. And, you know, when you realize that credit fraud is only about 16 or 17% of identity theft on a national level, it's less than that in Texas, as you can see based on the numbers I just threw out there. I don't know what they are for your state, but you can go research it. I feel like credit monitoring alone is not the answer. And so the fact that Legal Shield came out with a product that is so ramped up with monitoring those places that this information is being bought and sold. If you look at some of the data breaches that have happened lately, the federal government breaches 40 million Americans. Personal information was compromised through the latest government data breach. It actually, they announced 18 million, and then they readjusted those numbers to 40 million. With several of the hospitals, the credit card companies, the Target breach, the Home Depot breach, the Amazon breach. I mean, there's just been so many of them that they've even traced it to the Chinese and the Russians that have been the ones that have hacked in and stole this information. And I say all that to say this, what are they going to do with the information? So when I kind of bullet point some of the breaches, and you can just go Google the breaches, all the latest breaches, and just have those articles in your hand or whatever, and just make short mention of them. Then I tell them that's why Legal Shield has beefed up so much of the monitoring. And so For example, when I call on an existing group that I currently have, I will bring up the fact that we have, Legal Shield has made some, they have actually made some new adjustments to our identity theft plan in light of all the latest data breaches. And I wanted to schedule a time to come into a safety meeting, a management meeting, a department meeting, and make sure your employees are aware of all the new features and benefits. For example, we now have a smartphone app where they can kind of get a hold of their licensed investigators, they can get a hold of their attorneys, they can even get to their dashboard on their credit stuff. And that was something that wasn't available when I was in your organization last time. And so wanted to find out if you guys have an upcoming meeting in the next few weeks that we could come in and be a part of. And then I just kind of paused for a minute. And I am not getting any resistance when I bring that up because they are so aware of all these data breaches. And so with that said, I've called on new groups and I said, you know, we provide a comprehensive identity theft monitoring and restoration program. It's actually unique in that it's not just about credit monitoring like so many other products out there on the market today. Because of all the data breaches, we've actually got a program that's designed to monitor black market chat rooms where Russia, China, all of the identity thieves actually are liquidating our personal information. And so we monitor for things like your driver's license number, your social security number, your medical ID number, your passport number. We monitor for your bank account information, credit card information. We even monitor payday loan organizations because they don't use the three major credit reporting agencies like most financial entities do. We actually monitor where the people are going in and getting payday loans using our personal information. You know, we monitor court records. We monitor and surveil the black market chat rooms for people using or selling or buying your phone number, your email addresses. I mean, we have a complete program that is designed to catch identity theft. It's kind of like if you have a leaky roof and you don't catch it for a year, the damage is severe. Our goal is to put a program in place where if you have that leaky roof, you're catching it within a week or two or a month so that the damage is minimal. Credit monitoring alone, while we do that, does not catch all of identity theft. It only catches that 16-17% that goes that way. And then on top of that, when your identity is stolen, you have Kroll licensed investigators to restore your identity back to a pre-theft condition. And there's a $5 million guarantee. In the event your identity is stolen, Legal Shield and Kroll will spend up to $5 million in the process of restoring your identity back to a pre-theft condition. And so, I mean, you can see how I lay that out there, that it's just, I mean, it's just a powerhouse. I cannot tell you how excited I have been since this product has come out. So long story short, it has opened up doors where I've literally got conservation groups. And, you know, we've all usually gotten, if we've been in production very long, we get those conservation groups that end up in conservation because no one's been able to get in there and service them for quite some time. And I've been able to call on some of those groups and tell them, you know, I want to come in and talk to your employees about the new features that have been ramped up in light of the latest data breaches. And I'm sure you're very familiar with them, you know, and they usually are. And if they aren't, you know, I'll talk about the 40 million people that have been breached through the federal government. I'll talk about, you know, the military breach, some of the different ones that have been in the news. And when I'm in front of the employees, it's really great because after I talk a little bit about identity theft, you know, I'll ask, how many of you in the room have some sort of identity theft monitoring? Raise your hand. And I'll have everybody in the room raise their hand. And, you know, in a room with 10, 12, 15, 20 people, you could get anywhere from 1-0, which isn't usually the case, but I've had that. But usually it's somewhere between 3 and 5 people will raise their hand. And I'll say, tell me what you have. And some will say LifeLock. Some will say something through their credit card or something through their bank. And I'll say to them, you know what, kudos to you. that you're forward thinking enough to know that you need identity theft. You know, we've gotten to a place in our society where you would not drive your car without auto insurance. You know, in light of all the tornadoes that have come through Texas, can you imagine not having homeowners insurance? I literally know someone in Van, Texas, where the tornadoes come through. There's several, but I personally know somebody that had their home paid for. They did not have homeowners insurance, and their home was leveled. And now they're living with their daughter because they have no home and they have no money. And I'm like, you know, we don't want to end up in a place like that. And again, your identity now, we're in a place where we cannot go through life not being concerned about our identity in light of all the data breaches. So with this powerhouse of a program that I'm going to share with you, the first thing you get is unlimited phone consultation with our Kroll licensed investigators. And, oh, I forgot to tell you, in about that time I'll hold up my phone. And I show the phone app, and it has a red button on it. And I say, this red button gives me instant access to my licensed investigators. When I push that button, I will call the licensed investigators. They'll determine who I need to talk to, and I can call them 24/7, 365 in emergency situations. In addition to that, we do monitoring, and then I go through the whole monitoring process and what it does. So I know I've said a lot of things. I haven't been really eloquent in the order that I've put them in, but you know, just going through the features and the benefits, and I'll tell you this, I focus on the unlimited phone consultation, 24/7 emergency access, all the monitoring. I talk about the different key pieces of the monitoring we do, the restoration, the $5 million guarantee, and who's covered. And I still have undersold it because I haven't gone into all the details. Now, I want to say one other thing, and then I know my time is probably up. You know, a lot of people have wondered, can we sell the new ID Shield plan with the $15.95 legal plan in groups that are existing that have the old legal plan? And the answer to that is yes. And I discovered it because I did it, because I didn't know you weren't supposed to in the beginning. But I'm telling you that because now Legal Shield has said, yes, you can go in, you can sell, you know, the individual ID theft plan and a $15.95 legal plan in an existing group. So that's a great thing. Obviously, you can do the same thing if it's an $18.95 new legal plan group. But my point being that it doesn't matter if it's an old group, new group, whatever it is, you can go in there and market the new ID Shield and the new prices. And it's worked so well. I was recently in an organization that actually fringes the identity theft to some of their key people. And they just fringed the old $12.95. Well, because I went and did this new presentation to everybody, the company decided to go ahead and fringe the legal plan and the identity theft plan to their key people. And so, you know, I mean, just the upsell opportunity is massive. So with that said, Jeremy, Mr. Moore, whoever's heading up the call here, I'll hand it back to you. And if we have some Q&A or anything anybody wants to do, I'm more than happy to take some calls on that or some questions.
Mark, personally, I thank you. What great information. I've listened very attentively to what you're saying. It's a great presentation, great things. And I'll turn it to Randy. And thank you again for being a friend and being on the call.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Mark, if you've got just a minute, we're going to go out to a couple of our Millionaire Club members. We're going to start out with Mr. Jimmy Parrish in Alabama. Jimmy, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Mark, you and I have talked about this a couple of times, but I thought it would bear repeating for those on the call. Two-pronged question. Number one, you and I have talked a lot about some of the excellent collateral material that have come out since the May 18th introduction of ID Shield, and I'd love for you to comment about some of your favorite collateral materials, you know, that they've come out with that have been instrumental in helping you get into some of your existing groups. And also, if you will just touch base a little bit on some of the opportunities people have of, you know, field training and partnering with other individuals in their markets about getting back into existing groups.
Absolutely, absolutely, Mr. Parrish. I appreciate the question there. Well, one of my absolute favorite documents that they came out with was the first flat sheet, I believe it's called, you know, that has the ID Shield logo in the top left corner, the $5 million guarantee over to the right. It says millions of people lose their identity each year. I believe this is called, it's called the ID Shield flat sheet that's on the new, I forget what they call that, but there's that link. We can go right to it on the internet and download it. Matter of fact, while I'm talking, yeah, that flyer, I'm going to actually pull that up while I'm talking to you, because I think that's a great question, and I want to tell everybody the exact name of it because it is one of my favorite. I've used it several times, and I love it because I can just go download it real quick from there, or I can send somebody a link to download it. So it's called the ID Shield flat sheet. I'm looking at it right now, and there's two different versions. One version on the back side has a LifeLock comparison. I'm not as fond of the one with the LifeLock comparison, although I carry them so that if somebody ever says, well, I want to see a side-by-side comparison to the LifeLock, so I can hand it to them and then remind them that it doesn't take into account the legal plan option. Because, you know, when they start questioning if it's as good as ID LifeLock, I always tell them, well, you get the same coverage for about a third of the cost with a whole bunch of other added coverages that you can choose to participate in as well, meaning the legal plan and some of those things. So the ID Shield flat sheet that is my favorite is the one that does not have the comparison, but it goes into detail on the backside. It lists, you know, Identity Theft Shield consultation, privacy and security best practices, you know, event-driven consultation alerts, privacy monitoring. I mean, it breaks it down into the details of the coverage, and then it even has the fine print at the bottom. So that's been my favorite document for going in and selling it, and that's the one I've used the most. And then as far as partnering with others, you know, many of you know, I have someone who helps me on the phone because of the fact that my business has matured to where it is. You know, I have to have someone helping me if I'm out doing meetings, enrollments, trainings, whatever it might be. I need someone working the phones and scheduling the next things that I need to do. But so with that said, with the new ID Shield program, I've had more trainings set up over the past couple of weeks than I could do. So I've been able to partner with other people and bring them in to help me. On the flip side of that, you know, I think this is the time where those of you that have struggled to get into groups, or maybe you've got some groups that you haven't been able to get back in, it's a good time to partner with somebody who has been successful recently, not somebody that's been successful, you know, used to be, and they still show up for meetings, but somebody that's out here like Mr. Parrish making it happen every day, as well as Ms. Bowden and others that are on the call, Jeremy Moore, and his wife, you know, that are out here making it happen. If you partner with them, they will go in and close a deal for you to come back into future meetings. I remember, you know, when I first got started in business, and when somebody told me, you know, 50% of something's better than 100% of nothing, and, you know, I wasn't real smart at the time and didn't understand a lot of things about Legal Shield, but that made sense to me, that getting half of something is always better than getting 100% of nothing. And so, you know, always be willing to call on the top producers in the field and give up something, because it will always come back to you and bring those opportunities. So, good question. Oh, one other thing I forgot to mention is the ID Shield service and features. I've had several HR directors and what have you that have said, hey, Mark, can you send me something in the mail? And I've used that as well. That's also on that Express download site. I've used that one for, like, HR folks, not for the employees, because it's too much information. So back to you, Mr. Moore.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Parrish, for that. I think we have time for one more before we end the call. Let's just stay right there in the state of Arizona and go back to Ms. Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
I sure am, and I'm always so grateful when you do our call. It's always so wonderful and so refreshing. The question that I have is, go into a little bit of detail about the child identity theft. I know that when we're in our groups, I mean, a parent will do anything to protect their children. So talk to us a little bit about the new coverage.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up, and thanks for your kind words. I appreciate that. You know, I kind of tell them, you know, that, and I ask the question, I think, you know, if you can ask somebody a question and let them answer it, then it leads them to water rather than you dragging them to water. And so, speaking of a horse, that is. So one of the things I'll do is I'll ask them, how long does it take for a child to discover their identity has been stolen? And everybody kind of looks at me for a minute, and some people will say, well, they don't discover it till they're 18 or 20. You know, four or five people in a room of 20, 30 people will start talking about it. And I go, well, you know, kids have become a target because you're able to use their identity for such a length of time. You know, 15, 18, 20 years from the time that it's stolen. And so having the ability for this service to actually cover up to 8 kids under the family plan, it's at no additional cost. It covers you and your spouse, and your kids are automatically covered for the same features of monitoring. So you enter your kids' information, they're monitored the same way, and the licensed investigators, in the event your kids' identities are stolen, will go to work to restore them as well. And they're covered all the way till their 18th birthday. And, of course, at that point, they're considered an adult legally from a credit perspective, and they'll have to have their own plan at that time. But we even have a program where we can, you know, add your kids for once they're over 18 that are still covered by the legal plan for a very small amount. If any of you are interested in that, just talk to me at the end. And basically, you know, you can add the ID Shield, cover the kids for as little as $9.95 additional. So it's a great program. So good question, Ms. Bowden. I hope that was the answer you were looking for. I just kind of blend that into every presentation, and there's never really any question about whether they are or aren't covered with the way I presented it. They instantly know, but I always ask questions that lead them to the answer that makes them want to sign up. So,
fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, thank
you're welcome.
You, Ms. Bowden. And Mark, this is Randy again. I just want to thank you for being on the call tonight. We try to hold these calls to about 30 minutes. I think we could go an hour, and I don't think anybody would complain at all, but I appreciate all of your wisdom and your training that you give. Look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas. It's coming up really, really quick, and would like to just ask you, if you don't mind, to bring you back in the near future. Would that be okay sometime?
Absolutely, I'd love to, and I apologize for going over a little bit tonight. I just had a lot more to say than I realized.
Well, like I said, that's not a problem for me, but we do tell people it's a 30-minute call. But the truth of the matter is, I would love to have you, because you do such a great job of explaining whether it's identity theft or the legal benefits or whatever. So thank you again, Mark, for coming on the call tonight, and I'm going to turn the call back to Mr. Moore.
Hey, you know, Mark, I just have one thing to say about your horses. You know, my dad said you lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, but you can salt his feed so he'd be thirsty. And that's what you're doing to them people. You're salting their feed.
That's right.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about but me and you, because we're country, Mark. Folks, I appreciate you so much, and God bless you, and let's just keep putting God first, our family second, Legal Shield third. And we'll be on next Monday night, of course, at 8 p.m., and then we're headed for Las Vegas. If you haven't registered, go ahead and get registered. It's not too late to go yet. God bless you, and good night.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.